It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, a podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that's incredibly important in our journey toward well-being and inner peace, self-acceptance. In a world that constantly tells us we need to do better, be better, do more, look a certain way, cultivating self-acceptance can be a radical and transformative act. Today, we will explore how mindfulness can help us embrace ourselves as we are, imperfections and all. Let's get started. Self-acceptance is the practice of acknowledging and embracing all aspects of yourself, your strengths and weaknesses, your successes and failures, your light and your shadow. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and respect exactly as you are, without needing to change or improve to meet some external standard. However, for many of us, self-acceptance does not come easily. We're often our own harshest critics, constantly judging ourselves and feeling like we're not enough. Mindfulness offers a path to self-acceptance by helping us become aware of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors without judgment. Instead of getting caught up in self-criticism or the need to be perfect, mindfulness invites us to observe our experiences with curiosity and compassion. This shift in perspective allows us to see ourselves more clearly and to embrace all parts of ourselves, even those we might usually try to hide or deny. One of the ways mindfulness helps cultivate self-acceptance is by bringing us in to the present moment. Often our self-criticism is tied to the past, mistakes we've made, things we wish we'd done differently, or to the future, worries about how we'll be perceived, or fears of not measuring up. Mindfulness brings us back to the here and now, where we can see that in this moment, we are enough just as we are. It's a reminder that we don't need to be perfect to be worthy of love and acceptance. To illustrate the power of self-acceptance, I want to share a story called The Cracked Pot. There was once a water bearer in India who carried two large pots, each hung on the ends of a pole, which he carried across his neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water at the end of the long walk from the stream to the master's house. The cracked pot, however, arrived only half full. For 2 years, this went on daily, with the water bearer delivering only 1.5 pots full of water to his master's house. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, perfect for the purpose for which it was made. But the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable it was only able to accomplish half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be a bitter failure, the cracked pot spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream. "I'm ashamed of myself, and I want to apologize to you. I've been able to deliver only half my load because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your master's house. Because of my flaws, you don't get full value from your efforts," the pot said. The water bearer smiled and gently said, "Did you notice that there are flowers on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaw, and I've planted flower seeds on your side of the path. Every day while we walk back, you've been watering them. For 2 years, I have been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate my master's table. Without you being just the way you are, he would not have this beauty to grace his house." This story reminds us that our perceived flaws and imperfections are not something to be ashamed of. They are part of what makes us unique and valuable. Just like the cracked pot, our so-called flaws can contribute to beauty and goodness in ways we might not even realize. When we embrace ourselves as we are, we allow ourselves to see the full picture, including the gifts that come from our imperfections. Now that we have explored the concept of self-acceptance, Let's talk about some practical mindfulness techniques you can use to cultivate self-acceptance in your own life. Number one, mindful self-compassion. One of the most powerful practices for cultivating self-acceptance is mindful self-compassion. This involves treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a close friend. When you notice self-critical thoughts arising, pause and ask yourself, what would I say to a friend who is feeling this way? Then offer those same kind, compassionate words to yourself. Over time, this practice can help soften the harshness of self-criticism and create space for self-acceptance. Another powerful exercise is the mirror exercise. Stand in front of a mirror, look into your own eyes, and say something kind to yourself. It could be as simple as, I am enough. I am worthy of love. Or I accept myself just as I am. This might feel uncomfortable or awkward at first, but with practice, it can become a meaningful way to reinforce self-acceptance. Number three, letting go of perfection. Perfectionism is one of the biggest barriers to self-acceptance. Mindfulness teaches us to let go of the need to be perfect and to embrace the reality that we are all imperfect beings. When you notice yourself striving for perfection, take a mindful pause and remind yourself that it's okay to be imperfect. Embrace the concept of good enough and allow yourself to be human. Number four, body scan meditation. A body scan meditation is a great way to connect with your body and cultivate self-acceptance. As you scan through each part of your body, bring a sense of gratitude and acceptance to each area, even those you might normally criticize. This practice helps you develop a more compassionate relationship with your body and fosters a sense of self-acceptance. Number five, practice gratitude. Gratitude is closely linked to self-acceptance. By focusing on what you appreciate about yourself, whether it's your abilities, your personality, or the way you handle challenges, you can shift your perspective from self-criticism to self-appreciation. Each day, take a few moments to write down three things you're grateful for about yourself. Over time, this practice can help you build a stronger foundation of self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is not about settling or giving up on personal growth. It's about recognizing your inherent worth and embracing all parts of yourself, even as you continue to grow and evolve. When you practice mindfulness and self-acceptance, you create a foundation of inner peace and self-compassion that supports you in living a more authentic and fulfilling life. That's it for today. Thank you for joining me on this episode of It's Now Again. I hope you found some valuable insights and practices to help you cultivate self-acceptance through mindfulness. Remember, you are enough just as you are. And embracing yourself fully is one of the most powerful things you can do for your well-being. If you found this episode helpful, please share, subscribe, and leave a review. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice, or you need personalized guidance in cultivating self-acceptance, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where you can explore these, that we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new Pay What You Want Patreon at jeremywest.net, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey towards self-acceptance. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.